Mike calls his one of his grandmothers Nana and one Nanny. But I had an aunt that I called Nana, a great aunt. But, oh, Mike's nieces and nephews call his parents Mama Catherine and Papa Roy, which I think is atrocious. It sounds so, I don't know, kind of corny. They call her Mama Catherine and Papa Roy. Those are their first names. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That never appealed to me. But some kids will say, Granny or Grandma or Grandpa or something like that. Brandon calls them Grandmother Rice and Grandfather Rice. Mm-hmm.
Something that on wheels that you put your baby in and it'll lie down.
A stroller or a carriage.
Which one can it lie down in?
Well, you can lay completely down in a baby carriage, and a stroller you're kind of sitting or leaning back.
Mm-hmm. So you put the baby, and then you go out and
push him around.
Okay. Do you ever say you're going to roll the baby or wheel the baby or ride the baby?
No.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter,
or a boy and a
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob
has grown 5 inches.
Or in 1 year
he grew 5 inches.
Okay. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him if you do that again, you're gonna get a.
You're gonna catch it. You're gonna get a spanking. You're gonna be punished or whipped or switched.
What's the difference between spanking and a whipping or switching?
It's all about the same. It's a couple of quick ones on the bottom, but some people would say a whipping would be maybe more harder or mm-hmm. something like that. A spanking would be with your hand. Maybe a whipping would be with a belt or something.
Say a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, with the same shaped nose. You say that he
looks like his father or resembles his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Just like his old man.
And you say her husband died and she, six children by herself?
Raised six children.
Okay. And if a woman's going to have a baby, you say that she's
pregnant.
Any other ways of saying that?
Expecting.
Did people used to use the word pregnant much when you were growing up, or did they try to avoid that word?
I think they tried to avoid it. I think they'd say expecting or going to have a baby or. The Spanish say something enciente, mm-hmm. or something like that, or PG, I think they said, or something like that, mm-hmm. They didn't talk too much in front of kids then.
Any joking expressions or sort of crude expressions you've heard?
Knocked up.
How does that sound to you?
Kind of crude.
Say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for.
Midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married.
Illegitimate.
What would you call the child, though? Say he's a...
It's a bastard, I guess. Uh-huh.
Any other terms besides bastard that...
Illegitimate,
Did you ever hear Woods Colt or Bush Child or...
Mm-hmm. Love child, maybe.
And your brother's son would be your...
My nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
An orphan.
And a woman who's supposed... A person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be his legal...
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around you, say, this town is full of my...
Kin folks or kith and kin.
Okay. What do you mean, kissing kin?
Somebody that's distantly related enough to where you know the relationship, but not enough to where it would matter if you wanted to marry him or something like that, and they're just, you know you're related, but... It